You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yo, what is going on, people? You are locked into the Miles Mikulski podcast. What a week it has been, but I've got a confession to make. I am actually recording this well ahead of time. Now, this is the week we're supposed to be getting Donda. This is the week we're supposed to be getting like a bunch of other things, but I'm recording this before we even know if Donda's coming out. And chances are, I don't care right about now because I know that it's either going to be a lie or it's just going to be one of them situations where we're gonna have to wait and see if he does drop the ting. So by the time this comes out, right, he might have dropped the ting, so we'll talk about it next week. But if he hasn't, well then Kanye West, you're wasting our time. Do you know what I'm saying? Like I said before, he lied to us once, he can lie to us again. He'll continue to lie to us until he decides to release the album. At the end of the day, it's his album. If he wants to release the best version of himself and the best version of the album, he's more than entitled to. Just don't tell us a release date. Just say it's in the works. Simple as that. But before we talk about anything else, I want to say my condolences are going out to Fetty Wap this week because he actually lost his daughter and it was actually really, really, really sad. Like, just rest in peace to Fetty Wap's daughter. You know what I mean? Like, he actually went onto like Instagram Live, showed a picture of her, asked everyone to spam like butterflies in the comment section because she really loved butterflies. And it's just sad to see, you know what I mean? Like, Fetty Wap's a name that's been out of the spotlight for a while. You know, the main is like Instagram spotlight, the main hip hop spotlight. But it's sad when you lose any relative. And you know, rest in peace to Fetty Wap's daughter. And my condolences going out to Fetty Wap and his family. Now, when I talk about family in general, family is a weird thing because obviously you don't choose what family you get born into. That job's done by your parents. So I'm saying, like, everyone's there. You can't choose. You can't be like, yo, I ain't coming out today. I come out in 18 years. I'll come out when I feel like. No, you're coming out regardless. You know what I mean? But we got to talk about sometimes when family, they kind of fumble the bag, or they put a bad spotlight on one of their other family members. So obviously, this is obviously, of course, you know, a music podcast, but I'm gonna deviate for a minute and then I'm gonna bring it back home to why I mentioned all this in the first place. A couple years ago, when Ainsley Maitland-Niles for Arsenal was breaking out and, you know, he became like the next big UK, like, or English football player that everyone was gassed on and how Arsenal fans were gassed on him. So I'll say this is at least 2017 or 2018. This is a while back now, right? His mum came out and said, yo, I live in a yellow storage, like the big yellow storage unit, and my son doesn't talk to me. And it made him look bad, didn't it? It made him look like raw, like, big man like you. Obviously, I think he was quite young at the time. I think he was only 18 or 19. But why is your mum living in a yellow storage, like big yellow storage unit? Why is she not living with you? What's going on? And then there was this whole kind of situation which made him look bad for a minute, but he had to come out and kind of talk about it a little bit, not too much, because obviously it's kind of bad for his brand, but it seems to have subsided and gone quiet. But the thing is like, why is his mom going out there and telling everyone that story? Do you know what I mean? Like, if that is me in that situation, like, I'm not gonna be like, oh yeah, let me holler at you. No, I'm gonna have to call you and be like, what are you doing? Why are you making it worse? Do you know what I mean? I was gonna drop you a rack. Now I'm dropping you nothing. You know what I mean? You better double down on that yellow storage unit. That's what I can imagine it. It sounds a bit mad. But the reason why I'm explaining this right now in correlation to the music is because Dr. Dre's oldest kid, who is called LaTanya Young, 38 years old, she has come out and basically said that she's struggling with homelessness as she's a driver for Uber Eats and DoorDash, which is basically, for those in the UK like myself, another version of Uber Eats, like Deliveroo, Just Eat, all them things there like that, yeah? So why this is so bad is because Dr. J is worth 800 million, right? Dr. J is worth a lot of money. Dr. J is not poor. Dr. J is not a has-been. Dr. J is worth racks, yeah? At one point, we were looking at him as the first hip-hop billionaire, which didn't turn out to be the case because someone else took that spot. I think 100%, yeah. Because the deal that he had with Beats wasn't as high. He didn't get as much of a high cut as everyone had anticipated. Let me get the words out. So she came out in an interview and was talking about how she can't actually even engage with her father. She has to go through, you know, his team. She ain't spoken to him in a very, very long time. She hasn't seen him in about 18 years, so since she was about 20 years old. And it's another one of them situations which doesn't make Dr. Dre look good. And even Dr. Dre is moving mad, or there's got to be a reason why he ain't spoken to her. We are not going to know that reason, because this stuff is going to get swept under the carpet pretty quickly now. Maybe he'll put a big payout and say, yo, like, LaTanya, you're moving a bit mad, you know? Like, yeah, you know what I mean? I didn't know this was the situation. Because there's always two sides to every story, but with these stories, when someone comes out and says, or they, you know, they correlate to who they are, and then they say, oh, I'm struggling, people automatically assume, like, wow, why is the rich person or the celebrity or the person in favor not helping out their family member? But there's got to be a reason why. It might be a good reason, it might be a bad reason, it might be a dead reason, but either way, there's got to be some sort of reason why you're worth 800 million and your daughter's out here doing DoorDash. So there must be a reason for that still. So yeah, that was definitely a mad story this week. I was so surprised to see that story come out. But at the same time, sometimes you're going to get family members that are going to want to secure the bag in their own way. And is LaTanya going to do that? We're going to have to find out, because the interview is with the Daily Mail. That's the UK, so... But yeah, the Daily Mail is also known as Daily Malice in some circles right there. But let's get into some positive news. Obviously, we just spoke about Dr. Dre potentially being a billionaire at the time. Everyone was gassed on it. And, you know, like, this was around the time of Straight Outta Compton. So that 2015, 2016 times. But one person who can officially say they in the billionaire club is Rihanna. She is now apparently worth 1.7 billion. Most of this money is from the Fenty Beauty line, which came out a couple years ago. I remember there was like massive queues when this first dropped. People were queuing and wanted to see all the stuff. And to be fair, I have never used Fenty makeup. I know she does make stuff for men, so I know there's a chance. Otherwise, it would be a bit mad if I was to say, yeah, I'm out here using it, because that is not me. I don't think I've ever used makeup in my life. Oh, no. I was going to say Vaseline is not makeup. That just makes your lips nice and soft. You know what I'm saying? That is not makeup whatsoever. I've never brought out the foundation and said, what am I like, eh? No, that's not me still. But she has got a lot of money from this line and is, you know, looking really amazing for her, to be fair. Like, at the end of the day, she owns 50% of the deal or the company with the power fashion house LVMH. I don't know what that actually stands for. That's how you know I don't know much about fashion, innit? All I know is the figures. But she has just done really well for herself. And when you think about it, like, let me even work out, when was the last time Rihanna dropped an album? Because, like, Rihanna has become that name. Obviously, that's not even her real name. Her real name is Robin Fenty. That's where Fenty comes from. But, like, when was the last time she dropped an album? Like, there was that one, like, You Need Me and all that. It was like 5 years ago. Yeah, Anti came out 5 years ago. And since then, Rihanna hasn't even fallen off. She hasn't really dropped any music whatsoever. She was on that song with Party Next Door that came out last year, believe it, which was a good song. That's probably the only good song on that Party Next Door album. But she has now joined Kanye West and Jay-Z in that club of being hip hop or black billionaires through music and obviously other endeavors as well. So massive congratulations going out to her for that. And I wonder if she'll do anything for it or she'll just keep it calm. That's what I like about Rihanna, you know? Like, she does a lot, but she moves in silence. You never hear anything bad about Rihanna ever come out. Not like she's doing out here, doing badness and covering up, but just, there's always positivity. That's what I like to see, you know what I'm saying? But moving on to another person who's got another good number stat about him. Obviously, he's not alive to enjoy it. That is XXXTentacion. Obviously, he passed away back in 2018. But his song, Changes, has now surpassed 1 billion streams. And now it's his fourth song to do that. And the ones that have done that before that were Sad, Jocelyn Flores and Moonlight. So yeah, shout out to XXXTentacion. And I really feel like his trajectory would have been mad by now, you know. He probably would have got another album, maybe even two albums in the 3 years that he's passed, if had he have been still alive. And it would have been really good to see where he would have where it developed and where he would have gone with his music. So again, rest in peace to him. But let's move on to our final topic, and this is a topic that I've been quite excited about to talk about, just because it's different. It's something that it's not going to sound that different to you, if I'm hyping it too much. Let me relax. What I'm trying to say is Skepta has officially announced that All In, which came out last week or 2 weeks ago, is going to be his last album. I don't believe it, of course. We had Bobby Tarantino 3 or whatever it is. Logic just came back after he said he retired a year ago. So I know half this is probably going to be bullshit. But it's basically a situation right about now where Skepta has kind of said that, you know, just being a rapper is a waste of talent. He feels like he's wrapped himself into Nirvana. Like, he just wanted to branch out. He wants to do stuff with, like, produce an album for Rihanna. And all these things are great. And I think that will be a very, very good look for Skepta. And I can see him doing that because Skepta did a lot of production and has made his own instrumentals in the past. So it's not like Skepta's just a rapper, and then decided to branch out and start producing. No, Skepta was a DJ back in the day. Skepta knows how to produce. Skepta made his own instrumentals, Grime instrumentals, like 10 years ago. Skepta knows what he's doing in the production side of things. And I think it'd be good to see. I think if he's kind of got to a point where he hasn't really got much to say anymore, not like he hasn't got anything to say, but in his mind, it's like, how do I relay this message? And he's got a bit of writer's block, or he's just not feeling it. It just makes sense to go and produce for other people, gain that spark back, and then come back in a couple of years with a hard album. Because when we talk about Skepta, he's one of the very few UK artists that when he drops, apart from this album, I didn't really feel the energy off this tape, but that's because he's been gone for so long and he didn't hype this out. There wasn't no real rollout, and it's more of an EP as well, to be fair. Like, people stop and really listen. Whereas in the past, you've seen people like Rich Free too, especially this year as well, drop an album. And it got no, I didn't really see anyone really talk about it because it wasn't a great album anyway, but the love for it wasn't there at all. And that's the thing, where Skepta, you get that. With Getz, you do get that. With Giggs, apart from the last album, which I think was called Big Bad, you still get that. But even if he drops an album this year or next year, people will still kind of flock to Giggs. But with Skepta, it's like the UK stands still. It's like, yo, like, Skepta's dropped. Like, we need to listen to it, apart from this tape, because it's an EP. Like, he's been gone. Do you know what I mean? But it'll be interesting to see what he does. I can see him doing a little Kanye West route, going around, you know, doing something experimental, coming back. And let's see if he does. He said that if he was to produce Rihanna's album, he'd probably make Rihanna's hardest album. That is a big claim, because Rihanna's got some banging albums. I'm still on Rihanna's Spotify right now. If you think about where Rihanna's gone, like, Unapologetic is a decent, very decent album, and he's pretty solid. Like, Talk That Talk, that album, the deluxe, is massive. Like, Loud with What's My Name, there's a lot. Like, Rihanna slaps, like, absolutely slaps when it comes to the music catalog. So you have to come up and really make something special, and in this climate, is Rihanna on it to make music like that? But Skepta, this week, coming out saying that he's retiring from being a rapper, but he's not retiring from music anytime soon. So let's see what he does in the future. But that's it. Like I said to you guys, I'm just keeping it short and sweet this week because I am out still in the wedding season right about now. So next week, we're going to regroup. We're going to see what else has been going on in the world. Obviously, we know that DaBaby is still pretty much cancelled. And for some people, he's come out and apologised now, but he waited too long for all that. You know what I'm saying? There's also the news about Dizzy Rascal being charged with assault of a woman in London. We don't know much about that yet, so we won't talk about that too much. We're going to delve into it. But that headline did go around this week. What is it that you've seen this week that's wowed you? Or what has it been like, wow? You know what I'm saying? There's wow and there's wow. There's two different ones there still. But I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to go party. Well, I'm going to be recovering from the wedding, actually. I can't go party on a Monday. That'd be moving a bit mad. Like, I've got a job. I've got life to think about. I'm saying. So I'm going to leave you guys. I'll catch you for another podcast very, very soon. We've also got Lee as our next guest on the podcast on Wednesday, unless you're listening on a random Thursday and this won't matter to you. That'll probably be out by then. But anyway, I'll leave you guys and I'll catch you in a bit. Peace.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.